Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book, Emotional Blackmail, when the people in your life use fear, obligation, and guilt to manipulate you. Hearing the title of the book, you might wonder why the author combines the words emotional and blackmail. Does blackmail really play a role in our relationships? This book teaches us that emotional blackmail is when someone coercively makes demands that go against someone else's will. Moreover, emotional blackmail is often carried out by the people closest to you, such as family members and partners, because they are the ones who are most aware of your weaknesses and can more easily exert control over you. They tend to use your fear, obligation, and guilt to exert control over you. If you feel that emotional blackmail cases are rare, consider whether anyone has ever said something like this to you in your life. For example, one mother learned that her son wanted to travel for Christmas, so she called her son in tears, saying, "If you go on that trip instead of coming, you'll ruin the holiday for everyone. How can you do this to me?" After hearing his mother's words, the son felt a strong sense of guilt and cancelled the trip. In another example, a wife told her husband that she wanted to attend a course one evening a week, and the husband replied, "Do whatever you want, but don't expect me to be waiting for you when you get home. I'm always there for you, why can't you be there for me?" The wife felt guilty and cancelled her classes. Both of these cases are emotional blackmail. The book we read today will show you how to recognize and break away from emotional blackmail and re-establish healthy relationship patterns. Susan Forward is an American psychotherapist, best-selling author, and speaker. Her other books include Obsessive Love, When It Hurts Too Much to Let Go, Men Who Hate Women and the Women Who Love Them, When Loving Hurts and You Don't Know Why, and a book we have covered before, Toxic Parents, Overcoming Their Hurtful Legacy and Reclaiming Your Life, which topped the New York Times bestseller list. Throughout her career as a psychotherapist, Forward has worked with many victims of emotional blackmail, whose quality of life and mental health had been damaged. Unfortunately, there is not enough awareness regarding this facet of relationships, so she wrote a book that combines case studies with her professional understanding of the subject. Next, we will explain the content of this book in the following three parts. Part 1, Recognizing Emotional Blackmail. Part 2, Types and Methods of Emotional Blackmailers. Part 3, Coping Methods for Those Who Are Faced with Emotional Blackmail. First, let's take a look at what emotional blackmail is. Blackmail is a well-known practice of using threats or intimidation to get someone to comply. Emotional blackmail is when our friends or family members use our weaknesses to manipulate us and force us to do what they want. Let's consider an example. There was a couple who had been in a relationship for 6 months. During the 6 months, the boy continuously hinted to the girl that he wanted to have sex, but the girl didn't want to say yes. This made the boy very unhappy, so he lost his temper and said to his girlfriend, "Aren't you confident in our relationship? If you love me, why do you refuse to be intimate with me? Maybe we should reconsider this relationship. Maybe you have a better option in your mind?" The girl was in love with her boyfriend, but she just was not mentally ready for sex. To keep her boyfriend, she eventually said yes. After making that first concession, she could no longer stand her ground. Every time there was something to discuss, the boy would use threats to pressure the girl, and she could only give in, not daring to have her own opinions. Emotional blackmailers start by making demands, and as soon as they see that those demands can't be met, they start putting pressure on the other person. For example, in the previous case, the boy could not accept the girl's rejection, so he started to lose his temper with the girl, showing there was no room for discussion. Then, they use the other person's psychological weaknesses to intimidate them into complying with their demands. The boy knew very well that the girl was most afraid of losing the relationship, and used this weakness to force her to agree to have sex. After one successful attempt, the man repeated the technique to achieve his various goals. The relationship then entered a vicious cycle where there was no respect or communication. Having understood the basic concept of emotional blackmail, let's take a closer look at how emotional blackmail can affect us so severely that we must face the problem and seek solutions. The harm of emotional blackmail is not just that the victim is forced to do something they don't want to do. The greater harm is that the victim's self-esteem is damaged. For example, emotional blackmailers use negative comparisons to deliberately compare us to others in order to make us feel inferior. At this point, if we don't see the situation for what it is, we might automatically agree with the blackmailer and think they are right. Or victims might compromise, concede, and violate their principles or beliefs in order to satisfy the needs of an emotional blackmailer. Such concessions can distort the victim's self-judgment and self-perception, causing them to doubt or feel disappointed in themselves, thus eroding their self-esteem. Additionally, emotional blackmail can have an impact on the victim's mental and physical health, causing severe chronic pain. While not every illness is linked to anxiety, there is evidence that the stress, tension, and anxiety caused by emotional blackmail can manifest itself through physical symptoms, such as headaches, muscle cramps, and gastrointestinal problems. Emotional blackmail can also make any intimate relationship feel less secure. Victims become wary of blackmailers and less comfortable with them. Let's look at another example. A wife's career was doing better than her husband's, so the husband felt jealous, and he began to try every means to suppress her. He often said that their children were still young, so his wife should take more care of them and not work overtime at the company. In fact, his wife was burning the candle at both ends trying to keep up with both her family and her job. The husband not only refused to help care for the children or do any housework, but he also complained that his wife was not good enough, which compromised the parent-child relationship. Sadly, due to her husband's long-term brainwashing, his wife started to constantly wonder whether she was not good enough. Therefore, she often overworked herself, causing physical and mental exhaustion. She eventually fainted at work. Cases like this show that the wife's self-esteem has been damaged, and her value is attached to her husband's comments. That concludes the first part of this bookie, recognizing emotional blackmail. To summarize, emotional blackmail is when a friend or family member takes advantage of our weaknesses to manipulate us into doing what they want us to do. Emotional blackmail can chip away at an individual's self-esteem and cause psychological and physical pain. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.